of the headlines, three die in separate road traffic accidents in Osaka. MedRap concerned over delays in appointing Zamsa board, and mass casualty incident as car driven into Vancouver Street Festival.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Three people have died in separate road traffic accidents that occurred in Lusaka yesterday, April 26, 2025. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi has reported that the first fatal accident occurred around 1740 hours along Chitimukulu Road near Matero Level 1 Hospital and involved Dixon Shambosha, a 33-year-old resident of Garden House Compound, who was driving a four-light truck with registration number AJF351. Mr. Chilavi said also involved Dixie House number 4821B, Matero. He said Mr. Kamela sustained fatal injuries when he was hit by the oncoming vehicle while crossing the road and died on the spot. He said the body of the deceased has been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary awaiting a post-mortem.
The accident occurred when the pedestrian was crossing the road and was hit by the oncoming motor vehicle. The body of the deceased has since been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary awaiting a post-mortem. In another incident, Chosun Police Station recorded a hit-and-run fatal road traffic accident that occurred around 21 hours opposite Puma Feeding Station along Great East Road. Involved was an unidentified male pedestrian aged between 25 and 30 years of unknown abode who sustained fatal injuries and died on the spot.
Mr. Chilavi said in another incident, Chelston Police Station recorded a hit-and-run fatal accident around 21 hours opposite Puma Filling Station along Great East Road, in which an unidentified male pedestrian believed to be between 25 and 30 years old was struck by a motor vehicle that was heading west. He said the body of the deceased has been deposited at Living Wanawasa University Teaching Hospital mortuary awaiting identification and post-mortem. Meanwhile, Mr. Chilavi said another fatal road traffic accident occurred around 20 hours along Kafir Road opposite Castle Shopping Mall, in which Brian Tianyengo, aged 34, from Ibex, Lusaka, was driving a BMW when he struck a pedestrian, Brian Peary, aged between 35 and 40, who sustained fatal injuries and died on the spot. Medicines Research and Access Platform Chief Executive Director Leo Kalioka has criticized the prolonged delay in constituting a board for the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, stating that there is no justification for the continued inaction. Mr. Lioka has attributed the ongoing challenges faced by ZAMSA to the Ministry of Health failure to appoint appropriate leadership, emphasizing that this lapse has significantly hampered the agency's operations. He has dismissed claims that ZAMSA is a failed project, instead pointing to the absence of a management board as the root cause of the institution's current struggles. Mr. Lioka has since called on government to urgently address the issue, warning that without a clear and strategic leadership framework, the agency cannot move forward effectively.
Different statements in the media from government, top government officials alleging that ZAMSA is a failed project. It is not a failed project. The failure is in managing the institution. If you look at what the mandate of the institution, the mandate of the institution is clear for the people of Zambia. But I think what we are failing is actually to constitute a management system for the board. And I think that relies squarely on the minister and the Ministry of Health to be able to do that, in the soonest possible time, so that we can allow for the proper functioning of the institution. There is no justification for such a delay to constitute a board for an institution such as ZAMSA.
Efforts to get a comment from the Ministry of Health proved futile by broadcast time. The Department of Immigration, through its Lusaka Regional Immigration Office, has apprehended 49 individuals for various immigration offences following a clean-up route. operation conducted on Friday, 25th April 2025. Immigration Department's Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka said of the 49, 38 were Burundians, 6 Congolese, 2 Rwandese, 2 Tanzanians and 1 Egyptian. Mr. Shinka says all the suspects were undocumented at the time of the raids, which were successfully conducted across several areas, including Kamala South, Misisi, Woodlands, Chalala, Chilenje, Kamlanga, Livala South, Chawama, Linda and Chilanga. He said all suspects are detained pending prosecution.
A total of 49 individuals were apprehended for various immigration offences. These were 38 Burundians, 6 Congolese, 2 Rwandese, 2 Tanzanians and 1 Egyptian. All the suspects were undocumented at the time of the raids, which were successfully conducted across several areas, including Kamala South, Misisi, Woodlands, Chalala, Chilenje, Kamulanga, Livala South, Chawama, Linda and Chilanga. All suspects are detained pending prosecution. The department remains committed to its mandate and will continue to carry out similar operations to ensure full compliance with the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010 of the laws of Zambia.
The Zambia Red Cross Society has launched an acute crisis project in Gwembe District aimed at supporting vulnerable families affected by droughts due to climate change. As part of this initiative, approximately 2,500 households in 6 wards of Gwembe District will receive 600 kwacha cash assistance monthly for the period of 3 months to help them buy food items and meet basic needs. Speaking during the launch, Zambia Red Cross Society Social Welfare Board member Deborah Walia said about 1,000 farmers have already received agricultural inputs such as 5 kg of cowpeas, 5 kg maize seeds, 50 kg bag of fertilizer and 250 grams okra seeds, among others. He said so far about 30 leading farmers have been trained in climate-smart agriculture to build long-term resilience against future droughts and share knowledge with others. She was speaking on behalf of the Zambia Red Cross of Zambia, National President Martin Ngonga.
And today, again, we're gathered here for our house, this critical intervention, bringing relief to the families affected by the climate change. And this is specifically done in Gwembe. We are all aware that in 2023-2024 farming season, it was severely impacted by the Nino-induced drought, resulting in the widespread of crop failure. So this resulted in food shortages, water crisis, and this crisis led His Excellency, our President, Hakainde Hichilema, declare the national emergency.
And officiating at the event, Gwembe District Administrative Officer Fabian Habenzu said the project has come at the right time when the district is faced with severe hardships due to the 2023-2024 El Nino induced drought.
Shining example of how collaboration can drive effective humanitarian action. As highlighted in the 8th National Development Plan, climate change and variability have brought about increasing threats, droughts, floods and extreme temperatures that have continued to affect key sectors such as agriculture, energy and water, thereby compromising community livelihood and
Meanwhile, Gwembe Town Council Secretary Bigi Habwacha has called on the corporate world to invest in Gwembe District, highlighting its unexplored natural resources, including coal, lithium and fluoride.
Thank you very much, Linda Olivata Mijuhua, the Red Cross from Netherlands and from within the country, and everyone who has taken part. Realize that the money that you have given us will finish it. 800 or 1,200. So what I'm saying is that whatever money you give us, we'll finish it. And that's the reality. However, we are very thankful because it's going to help us very much. Maybe we'll buy food or we'll use it to buy books for our children.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Emerald Watch Production President Dr. Musa Kafimbwa says Zambia's emerald mining sector recorded a disappointing performance in the first quarter of 2025. Dr. Kafimbwa has attributed the sector's underperformance to the 15% export tax introduced by the government, which he says has negatively impacted mining operations and revenue generation. He has noted that several mines had previously been placed under care and maintenance, forcing many employees to go on involuntary leave. Ms.